WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas World Speedway will close as a racetrack in 3 months.
The College Station City Council's approved the creation of a municipal utility district that will turn the speedway into the Southern Point community. Landowner Bill Mather told the council their goal is to have the first of 1,400 home lots available for sale about a year from now.
We have notified customers at the raceway that it's not going to be available after June 15th of this year.
And then would construction start immediately thereafter? Or would there
We're actually starting demo before that.
The MUD, which is in the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, will follow College Station development regulations. Those who buy homes will initially pay taxes to the district to recoup the cost of streets and other infrastructure, with the city projecting annexation as soon as 7 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council heard this week what it will take for the Brazos Transit District to make any changes to bus service. Director John Macbeth says they've hired the local Metropolitan Planning Organization to supervise a third-party study that will look into a number of ideas. One is adding express service between North Bryan and South College Station.
We've already looked at it. We think it would be a great idea to have a bus start in North Bryan at 6 o'clock in the morning or at 5 o'clock in the morning and run to South College Station, making only very infrequent stops along the way. We think it would be a real good idea to have one start in South College Station at the same time coming back this direction, but each of them stopping at stops directly across from each other.
Those recommendations are expected by the end of the year. That will be followed by public hearings before final action is taken by the district. For the second time in 4 years, Texas A&M's 12th Man Foundation has been sued by former students. Another group wants to keep their ticketing and seating rights, which were changed as the result of the $485 million expansion of Kyle Field. The foundation was sued in 2011 by another Aggie family after their football parking was moved from south of Kyle Field to west of Welborn Road because they did not donate enough money. The foundation's vice president of marketing and communications says they don't comment on pending litigation. A Brazos County District Court jury has found a Bryan man guilty of an armed robbery at a Bryan restaurant. The jury then sentenced 28-year-old Brandon Moore to 40 years for the holdup at Pepe's Mexican restaurant in December 2013. Because it was an aggravated robbery, Moore will have to serve at least 20 years. A North Texas man arrested last summer for armed robberies at financial institutions in College Station and elsewhere in Texas and two other states is riding off to prison. Richard Swicegood, who was known as the Lone Ranger, will serve 40 years, then is responsible for nearly $120,000 restitution after admitting to 13 holdups in Texas and Arkansas. The news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Waco does not list the August 2012 robbery at FedStar Credit Union on Harvey Road or other banks and credit unions in Mississippi, where Swicegood was considered a suspect when he was arrested last July. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Good morning, it's 610. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
When was the last?
That's not what we're going to do. We're going to do the weather. Let's do the weather. Yeah.
Lots of cloudiness for today. We may see a passing shower this morning. High temperatures near 70. It may brighten up a little bit this afternoon. We should be partly to mostly cloudy into tonight with lows around 50. For tomorrow, clouds, some sunshine possible tomorrow afternoon, a little bit milder, a high of 70. Clouds return tomorrow night, lows near 55. Clouds will linger across the area during the day Sunday, and highs on Sunday will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the A&M basketball team now waiting in the wings to see if they'll make the NIT or NCAA tournament as they fell yesterday to Auburn. A&M baseball gears up with the only unbeaten record in the country. They'll take on the Tigers as well later on today. And Aggie softball hits the road, and that game will be actually broadcast here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All that and more coming up at sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
What graveyard are you whistling in? Did you actually say NCAA tournament? Did you? Did you really say that?
They're waiting to see if they'll make either tournament.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay. We know that they won't.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the one with the longer letter set. No, I don't think so. Well, anyway. I know they're more disappointed than we are. There's no doubt about that. But all right, let's see.
It's just two monumental collapses against Auburn and Alabama.
Yeah. So did I miss the forecast that said we were going to get this stuff this morning?
Yeah, it was supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Nah, it's really not. I mean, and this stuff goes down, you know, down to Bay City and is, you know, trucking up this way. So it may be the better part of all day that we have some sort of garbage out there. Ton of rain over in Louisiana. Heavy stuff. But anyway, I was a little surprised this morning. I thought we were on our way to the start of a nice weekend. All right, well, let's see if we can find something else that's unusual today. You know, I didn't find anything that really grabbed my attention this morning as far as oddities are concerned.
Let's go to Reddit. They have a category called Florida Man.
Do they?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I had no idea.
Yeah, every news story starts with Florida Man.
Oh. Not bad. Well, let's see. I do have the... they're now raising funds on Kickstarter for Pancake Bot.
Oh.
Which allows you to print out pancakes in just the design that you can imagine. My goodness. Yeah, it says that the software will allow you to design your own pancake by tracing any image right onto your computer. Will you, like, use your finger? I mean, how do you do that? The software creates the file, and PancakeBot does the rest. So it doesn't print a pancake, right? Because that wouldn't be edible.
No, it's like Pancake CAD.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. It'd be Pancake CAD.
Yeah. It's going to be a good day. Computer-aided dining.
Okay. And the thing is, you don't need a giant printer for that, like a house plant or anything. That's it.
Information.
8.5 by 11 ought to take care of that.
I mean, you can do the same thing by putting dot, dot, swirl for a happy face and then pour the rest of the pancake over that.
Oh, listen to you.
If you look, there's pancake art where people do pancake. And, I mean, they make stuff that looks like anything from Star Wars you've ever seen. That's the one I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Go to YouTube. They've got everything.
Yes, they do.
Support the youth of Brazos County during the 59th annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show March 24th through the 28th at the Brazos County Expo Center. See exhibits in raising, preparation, and livestock and consumer science entries. View their agriculture mechanics division. Don't forget the commercial steer auction March 24th at noon at the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission and the premium auction March 28th at 6 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center. Special thanks to the 2015 Livestock Show sponsors, Texas Farm Bureau, American Momentum Bank, and BTU. For more info and daily show schedule, log on to BCYL.
All right, here we go, 6:14. It's Friday the 13th yet again. Had one last month, remember that? It's a National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day.
On Friday the 13th, I think not.
Being defiant, I guess. Good Samaritan Involvement Day. It's World Sleep Day. We've got the weather for that, don't we?
Celebrate later.
Uh-huh. And it's Canine Veterans Day. That's pretty cool. And we'll let Mr. Downs know that today is Earmuff Day.
Aha.
Earmuffs were apparently invented on this date or patented on this date way back when. All right, and we got some birthdays.
We do indeed, and we're going to start with Danny Masterson.
Of course we are.
He's the guy that plays Steve Hyde on that 70s show.
Ah.
Not a clue, huh?
Yeah.
How about Common?
No. 0 for 2. Let's see how far we can go.
He's a singer. Tracy Wells?
No.
Mr. Belvedere?
Oh, okay.
Adam Clayton?
Powell? No.
He's you too.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Well, now that you say that.
How about this one? Dana Delaney.
Okay, got that.
All right. Dana Delaney's actually in the new one with...
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll move on. Robin Duke is 21 from SNL. William H. Macy.
Oh, yeah.
Know him, probably.
Shameless and lots of other stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, Fargo.
You know, brilliant. Fargo too, yeah. Brilliant character actor. Yeah. He's 65 today. Donnie York from Sha Na Na, 68. And Neil Sedaka turns 76 years old.
Been here, yeah. Charles Krauthammer. You may see him on TV.
Oh, one of my favorites. He's brilliant.
65. And the Ken doll. The Ken doll would be 54 today. On Saturday, it's, of course, National Pie Day. We talked about that earlier this week. It's also National Tater Chip Day. Celebrate as you see fit. And
because it won't be after you celebrate.
Yeah.
No, very nice.
Fanny Pack Day, too. All right, birthday.
Jamie Bell, 29 years old from the Fantastic Four, and that's pretty much it. Uh-huh. Taylor Hanson, one of the Hanson brothers, is 32. Chris Klein. From the American Pie movies, 36. Grace Park from Hawaii 5-0, 41. Kristen Bush is 45. That's the guy in Sugar Land.
Oh.
Penny Johnson is 50.
His name is Kristen? Oh, okay.
Penny Johnson is 54. I had to go back and look just to double check. Uh-huh. From Castle. Tamara Tooney is 56. And she's the corner on Law and Order.
Yeah.
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Dees.
Oh, my.
65 years old.
Hmm.
Billy Crystal. That was the guy I was thinking of earlier. 67. And Quincy Jones, 82 years old. His actual middle name is D-Light.
Really?
Yep. And Michael Caine, by the way, also. Oh. Saturday, 82.
Jerry of Jerry, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, City 4 tomorrow. And, okay, let's move to Sunday, which is, of course, the Ides of March. It's also True Confessions Day. It's Everything You Think is Wrong Day. And the Buzzards return to Hinckley, Ohio, supposedly, on Sunday, if they're traveling on schedule.
As opposed to the Swallows to San Juan?
Yeah, I guess. Also, the premiere of this little movie called Godfather.
Ooh.
1972. Ended up doing pretty well. Okay. All right, anyway.
Sunday's birthdays start with Takeru Kobayashi.
Okay.
The Stomach.
Yeah. How old?
37.
Well, yeah, used to be. Now he's kind of an also-ran. You know, he's like on the junior circuit or something.
Okay. Eva Longoria is 40. Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas is also 40. Mark Hoppus, the founder of Blink-182, is 43. Kim Raver from 24 and Grey's Anatomy is 46 years old. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray is 47. Rockwell, resting comfortably under the rock of obscurity, is 51. He's Barry Gordy's kid.
Okay.
Brett Michaels.
Doesn't need to work.
No. Brett Michaels, the lead singer of Poison, is 52. Layering under the same rock of obscurity, Terrence Trent D'Arby is 53. Fabio is 56 years old.
Wow.
Park Overall is 58. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister is 60. One of my all-time favorites, Ry Cooder, is 68 years old.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Sly of and the Family Stone, Sly Stone, 72 years old. Mike Love from the Beach Boys is 74.
Wow.
I didn't know he was related to Kevin Love.
I don't know who Kevin Love
he
is.
He plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's a basketball player.
Cool.
Judd Hirsch is 80. Jimmy Swaggart, also 80. And one of the Supremes, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 82 years old.
Wow. How could you forget the Iron Sheik?
Oh, I missed a wrestler?
Dang, he's 72. All right, that'll be enough. It's 6:19.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so what is the most important problem facing America today? Now, unfortunately, we have a lot of options to choose from. The economy, radical Islamic terrorism, illegal immigration. According to the latest Gallup polling, dissatisfaction with government is the most important problem facing our country. Now, that outranks the economy, health care, illegal immigration, and even terrorism. In fact, dissatisfaction with the government has widened its lead as the top concern for Americans and ranked as the number one concern over the last 4 months straight. So as the government fails to adequately address so many of the issues we face, well, it's no wonder the American people are dissatisfied, frankly disgusted. It's time for bold, inspiring leadership that can get government solving our problems rather than working against our interests.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Deer season is your season to save with 0% financing for 60 months or big cash off on select new John Deere tractors. From our one family to our 155 horsepower 6 Series. Come and lock in your Deer season savings today. Offer ends April 30, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis. Or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine at South College Station has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4460. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. There will be a sequel to the highest grossing animated film of all time. Disney says it will produce a sequel to its runaway hit Frozen, which made $1.3 billion at box offices worldwide and led to record sales of related merchandise. The studio did not name a release date. Disney shares jumped 4% in news, while toy maker Mattel, which currently owns a license to sell Frozen products, saw its shares rise by almost 5%. The International Energy Agency warns that a recent rebound in oil prices is built on flimsy foundations, with few signs yet that cheap fuel is helping boost the global economy. Oil prices plummeted by 60% between June and January, but have come off six-year lows and stabilized somewhat. Right now, crude trading at $46.67 a barrel. Jamba Incorporated reported a quarterly loss that was smaller than analysts expected. The company says its new made-to-order juices and energy bowls performed well. And that's Your Money Now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-6077, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-6077, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-6077. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-6077 now.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. On more than one occasion, I have found some silly study I wanted to share with you because it was either funny or interesting. Well, I actually sought this one out. What does your ringtone say about you? You know, that kind of study. I found one, and it was on Forbes. Research indicates that people do judge mobile users based on their ringtone. A study done in the UK surveyed 1,000 customers and discovered that 21% of them thought having a standard ringtone was uncool. The survey also concluded that people who use their own recorded voice as a ringtone are self-obsessed. Shocking, I know. And that users who constantly change their rings might be flighty and unreliable. I couldn't find anything that went much deeper than that. This quest started when I was at dinner the other night and I heard. As is the case when it happens in a lot of eatatoriums, I, as well as several others, looked around to see where it came from. I had immediately typecast this person in my head as some big, burly cowboy. I couldn't have been more wrong. It was a little old lady, and I mean that in the purest sense. 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing pounds, hair puffy and white as the driven snow. Me and several others audibly chuckled. It was so out of character. Was this her favorite movie? Is this just Grandma with the swagger? Is she related to Clint Eastwood? Or was this the first movie that she and the gentleman she was sitting with went to see on their first date? I didn't know and I couldn't figure it out. Still can't. But I'll admit, I did muddle it over. Probably more than I should have. I rolled it around in my head until now. For you see, this little slice of radio heaven is to entertain you, and it's therapy for me. So join me tomorrow on the old radio recliner, and we'll see what else I need to work on. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. In a new location on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle, they're in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Now, I've even heard they're expanding because you guys have done such a great job of going in there and taking care of them. They need more room, which is awesome because they're also doing custom gun work. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com, that's C-O-R-P-S, or go visit. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's weird. Every forecast we have does not say any chance of rain. And it's raining outside. Anyway, 68 is supposed to be our high temperature today, around 52 tonight. Then we'll do around 70 for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday up to 72, peaking ahead to Wednesday, about 68. So temps will be nice. We just need to get the dang sun back. Maybe we will on Sunday. Doesn't look like tomorrow's going to have much sunshine either, but temps will be okay. Lows each night will be right around 50 or so. As far as the rain is concerned, it's light shower activity. It's moving through our general area and goes all the way down into the Gulf. Doesn't look like there's any more generating down south below us, but we'll see. It looks like the next few hours we are going to have some light rain. Man, yesterday I saw the Navasota River. That thing is all out of its banks, and I'm guessing that other rivers around are too. But that's good news because we certainly needed to get that part of it. We just didn't think we were going to have rain right now. And so that is what we have, light rain, and it's 56.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
It's interesting how some words get used incorrectly so often that the incorrect use becomes correct. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
There are lots of accepted but incorrect uses of the English language.
Go to the supermarket, get in the express lane. It says 10 items or less. That's wrong. It really should be 10 items or fewer.
Charles Harrington Elster, author of the book Verbal Advantage.
Fewer applies to things that you can count, fewer dollars to buy fewer groceries. Less applies to lump sums, less sugar, less money.
The word reticent is often misused.
You hear a lot of educated people today say, I'm reticent to talk about that, or I'm reticent to do that. Reticent means reluctant to speak. So they're misusing the word, and because of widespread misuse, that meaning of reluctant is now getting into the dictionaries for reticent, and that's a shame.
The words sensuous and sensual are often used interchangeably, but they do have very different meanings.
Well, sensuous applies to that which we experience through the senses, and it really is the more neutral term. A sensuous odor inspires us, but something which is sensual, that's the word that has that little aroma of sexuality to it. So that book back in the 60s, The Sensuous Woman, was doing a disservice to the word sensuous. It should have been The Sensual Woman.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. June 15th is the last day for Texas World Speedway.
Track owner Bill Mather got a unanimous vote from the city council to move ahead with creating 1,400 home lots as part of the Southern Point mixed-use development.
The major part of the construction, which phase one will be outside the what's called Hill, probably won't see a whole bunch of that construction occurring until fall. We'll be doing a lot of the off-site work and, you know, all the heavy lifting that you normally people don't see in developments first, but then you'll be seeing that.
Located within the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, the council approved formation of a municipal utility district. This allows Mather to issue bonds to pay for streets and other infrastructure, then pay off the bonds by assessing property taxes to land buyers. Construction will be done to College Station standards. The city will receive revenue from selling water. In the future, the city will collect sales taxes from retail businesses, and in the end, collect property taxes after annexation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan College Station is one of six service areas for the Brazos Transit District. The Bryan City Council was told this week the Twin Cities is the only one that doesn't make a financial contribution. Executive Director John McBeth says the district has more than $600,000 available if matching funds are found. And the district is in the process of hiring a consultant through the local metropolitan planning organization to study possible changes in routes and schedules.
We have a rule. We'll try anything stupid twice. And if they tell me this is what you need to do, we'll do it. I just know what happens. We have a lot of riders that have ridden since we started in 1989. They are adverse to any change at all. And when we change the teeniest part of a route, we hear about it from those customers.
McBeth says it will take another $2.5 million to expand later into the evening during the week and bring back weekends. For each additional route, including runs every 30 minutes, the cost is $146,000. From Austin, a bill filed in the Texas House that would have allowed businesses to refuse service if it violated their religious beliefs was pulled by one lawmaker, then refiled by another. Representative Jason Villaba of Dallas dropped the proposed constitutional amendment following opposition from the Texas Association of Business. TAB President Chris Wallace says it looks bad.
We want our state to appear to be welcoming to all types of people. We obviously need the workers. Arizona had a similar situation a couple years back that Governor Brewer ended up vetoing. You know, it almost cost him the Super Bowl. And of course, you know, we're looking at the Super Bowl, obviously, in the near future here in the Houston area.
Representative Matt Krause of Fort Worth, who refiled the measure ahead of today's deadline, says he doesn't know how this hurts the business community. Similar legislation has been filed by Senator Donna Campbell of New Braunfels. A group of Texas A&M football fans have sued the 12th Man Foundation over increased requirements to keep their seats and parking spaces at Kyle Field. Reports say the lawsuit accuses the foundation of reneging on endowment agreements in an effort to get more money out of longtime donors. The lawsuit also seeks to represent holders of about 450 donor agreements that account for about 1,700 stadium seats. The foundation's vice president of marketing and communications says they don't comment on pending litigation. Earlier this week, before the area received more than 3 inches of rain, A&M System Chancellor John Sharp told WTAW News the second phase of the $485 million project was still slightly ahead of schedule and on budget. A plea agreement has been reached with a North Texas man arrested but not convicted of an armed robbery at a College Station financial institution 2.5 years ago. Richard Swicegood of Waxahachie, nicknamed the Lone Ranger, admitted to 13 other holdups during a 3-year period around Texas and Arkansas. The plea agreement with federal prosecutors doesn't include the August 2012 robbery at FedStar Credit Union on Harvey Road or robberies in Mississippi, where Swicegood was considered a suspect when he was arrested last July. Swicegood was sentenced to 40 years in prison and was ordered to pay restitution of nearly $120,000. A Bryan man has faced the first of possibly 3 Brazos County District Court juries on charges of armed robbery. This week, the jury convicted 28-year-old Brandon Moore of the December 2013 holdup of Pepe's Mexican restaurant, where 2 employees were held up at gunpoint, but no customers were threatened. Then the jury sentenced Moore to 40 years, which he will have to serve at least 20. Moore has also been indicted for armed robberies at 2 Bryan convenience stores in January of last year. The district attorney's office has not decided whether Moore will be tried in those cases. A Fort Hood soldier has admitted to organizing a prostitution ring on the base while leading a sexual abuse prevention program. Punishment for Gregory McQueen included 2 years in a prison, a dishonorable discharge, which means no veterans benefits, and a demotion from sergeant first class to private. 2 soldiers testified last year that McQueen recruited them and other cash-strapped female soldiers. A McLennan County deputy constable who was formerly a Waco policeman is among more than 24 men arrested in an online sting involving soliciting girls for sex. 51-year-old Steve Canava was arrested in a Waco parking lot where he thought he was going to meet a 17-year-old girl. The sting involved detectives posing as underage girls and as human traffickers. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a team practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit ymca.net/more.
Oh, we're going to do some more. We'll do some weather right now. How's that? All right. Weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerably cloudy this morning. A shower or two possible. Brightening skies are possible later today. Temperatures, they're going to reach close to 70. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low near 50. More clouds tomorrow, but again, it could brighten up in the afternoon. Highs close to 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low around 55. Clouds for Sunday, temperatures, they're going to be very close to 70 as we head through Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. We'll take a look at NCAA basketball, specifically A&M men at the SEC tournament and how well they did not fare. Also, Tony Romo is upset about losing DeMarco Murray and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
Excuse me, that would mean that the management would care what Tony Romo thought about that?
Oh, they're apparently also friends.
Oh, well, you know, sorry. They can wave at each other when they play twice a year.
Yeah, business is business.
That's right. So, but, yeah, it doesn't matter. See NFL.
Easy.
I was going to go ahead and talk about it some more. So,
I like the NFL.
Well, yeah. So, Joseph Clancy, I mean, you don't even know his name. That's the guy who is already on the hot seat. He's the head of the Secret Service after the two drunk Secret Service guys hit the barricade, and we found out about it yesterday.
Well, and have you heard the follow-up that there may have been a bomb? They thought maybe there was a bomb involved?
No.
It was an ongoing bomb investigation.
Yeah, there was a bomb investigation. They had cordoned the area off.
Right,
these guys drove through the barricade, and they're either close to or drove over the suspected bomb.
Which was just a book wrapped in a shirt, but they didn't know that.
Right.
Time.
The White House insists that the president still has full confidence in Joseph Clancy. This isn't Joseph Clancy's fault, right? He was, I mean, he's the director of the Secret Service. These guys were already on the job. I mean, to, again, quote Homer Simpson, it was like this when I got here.
Exactly. He hasn't even had time for his recruits to show up.
Sure. Anyway, during the press gaggle aboard Air Force One, White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz said the president was disappointed to learn the latest allegations, but insisted that Clancy has, quote, shown a commitment to addressing problems, end quote. Excuse me. He didn't know this one was going to happen, okay? Again, I think you got to give the guy a little bit of time.
Think about all the hiccups in Secret Service, and I'm not necessarily blaming this on the Obama administration because a lot of these guys carry over.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this goes all the way back to the Salahis just deciding they were going to show up at the little shindig at the White House.
Yeah, you're right. No, I agree. And then, you know, you did the party girls down in South America. And
I mean, it's just thing after thing after thing after thing. I mean, this is
an
epidemic.
And somehow you would think that that should transcend any president or any party. Don't know. And I don't know how long the predecessor to Clancy had been in that position. That might be interesting to know who had appointed them. But nonetheless, still has the full confidence of the president. That's like the athletic director right before he fires the coach.
But, exactly.
Aside from that. So, of course, it's more fun to talk about Hillary and her emails, right? Hillary and her emails. Now we're finding out, I got a story, a couple of stories on it, but this one has to do with Hillary's top assistant, who is Houman Abedin, I believe is that her name? She married Anthony Weiner. Excuse me. Anyway, she may have crossed an ethical line while working for Hillary and also working at a consulting firm. While working at the State Department in the latter half of 2012, she also worked as a strategic consultant to the firm Tenio, which was founded by former Bill Clinton advisor Doug Band. Tenio had advised corporate clients like Coca-Cola and also the MF Global brokerage. That was the one that John Corzine owned that went kaput. So, she maybe shouldn't have been doing that. And a guy named Daniel Metcalf, who advised White House administrations on an interpretation of the Freedom of Information Act from 1981 to 2007, has basically said this whole explanation that Hillary came up with ain't gonna work. He was speaking about the Freedom of Information Act to the Canadian press, and he said, quote, "There is no doubt that the scheme that she established was a blatant circumvention of the Freedom of Information Act atop the Federal Records Act. You can't have the Secretary of State do that. That's just a prescription for the circumvention of the entire Freedom of Information Act. Plus, fundamentally, there's no way the people at the archive should permit that if you tell them over there that that's what you're doing." And obviously they had to know that's what she was doing because she hadn't activated any gov email account. But again, she's Hillary Clinton. Okay, have you seen the Time magazine cover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, what it is a silhouette of Hillary, and they have her placed over the name of the magazine, Time.
Not unusual.
No.
Not at all. Now picture in your mind a capital M.
Got it.
Picture placing the head of said individual maybe right there in the middle of the word Time so that, oh, I don't know, there might be a couple of points coming out of the head. I know, just a happy coincidence. Nonetheless, kind of fun. Have a look at that.
She has horns and it's funny.
She doesn't have horns. Those are just two little points.
And they're blue anyway. That's Come on.
So, hey, how could it be?
Man, if you've lost Time magazine's
respect,
holy cow.
You're right. The Justice Department is asking a federal appeals court to lift the lower court's continuing hold on the president's latest executive order on immigration. That's the Texas judge, of course. We'll see. In its appeal to the Fifth Circuit, the Justice Department writes the district court's order is unprecedented and wrong. And, of course, this is
sort of like the legislation.
I was going to say, this is like a White House that's never done anything like that. So there, pot kettle, just saying. And so moving our, and we'll, by the way, we'll talk to Kyle Cassell today at a little after 8. And John Rainey had mentioned this to us yesterday, and sure enough, the House budget writers have put the final touches on their two-year budget plan for us. John Otto, who's the appropriations chairman in the House, said the House budget adds $1.5 billion to transportation funding from general revenue, the portion of the budget the lawmakers do have the most control over. But there is some discussion that now they may look at a constitutional amendment to take some money out of the rainy day fund. Mm-hmm. See how that works out and maybe put it in there. House budget includes $440 million to shore up the public's retirement system. That's all you former state workers want to know that that's going to happen. So we'll see what happens. But they rolled it out, and it's not thick enough to make me tall if I stood on it. So anyway, so that's what they got going on in Austin. And I don't know, anything else of interest out there? Oh.
The FCC thing came out finally, all 300-plus pages
of
it.
Oh, did it? I didn't get to see that. Wow, okay.
It's literally from the three people that I heard talk, discuss, and that I read about.
Uh-huh.
Unless you have a law degree,
yeah,
don't bother. It has been written so
typical,
litigiously,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm,
there's no way really to tell what the damn thing says.
Yes, very typical. And, well, yeah, I guess one final note. Some Democrats in Congress are still going to pressure the Obama administration on the ban of this armor-piercing ammunition. We discussed that for the last couple of days, that the ATF had planned to prohibit gun companies from manufacturing the M855 cartridges. Then they backed away because there was such a groundswell. It's interesting, though, in the letter, critics of the plan say that there has been no such cases of ammunition being used in handguns against law enforcement. In the letter that the Democrats wrote, they said this is what has happened, but in fact there has not been any report of this stuff being used against them. So, you know, lies as good as the truth if the customer believes it, I guess, is where we're going with that, but nonetheless,
politicians don't lie.
No, I know they don't. That's right.
Wally, wake up.
What?
What's that sound?
What sound?
It's like techno. Gotta.
Oh, get a job.
Yeah.
How can you hear that? It's my fear going on in my head.
Honey, grab your laptop. Log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Who?
They have hundreds of local jobs.
Is it getting louder?
It's free and you can upload your resume in minutes.
I can't believe you can hear the inside of my brain.
I can't believe your fear is techno. Weird. I thought it would be more like metal.
I like metal, fear techno, you know.
Stop the fear. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
And that, friends, is what camping's all about.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
And at RV Station in Bryan, we make camping fun and affordable. How affordable?
Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get out of the house and get to RV Station in Bryan.
For the spring spectacular of savings.
Come on! Make your family giggle this spring with a brand new J-Flight 264 BHW.
Just $188 a month.
Get a new Rockwood 2703 WS.
Spring spectacular price, only $303 a month.
Woo! It's springtime. Celebrate at the Spring Savings Spectacular at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Find your camper at rvstation.com.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Jayco number 3625, sale price $14,995, 144 months, 6.99 APR, 20% down WAC. Rockwood number 3287, sale price $28,995, 144 months, 5.99 APR, 10% down WAC.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 14th, it's pecan and fruit tree spray programs. Come learn how to get more production from your fruit and nut trees this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of our plants would grow better if they weren't in potting soil. Now, that may sound confusing, but I'm referring to our native Texas soils. The fact is that those soils, native Texas soils, are far from ideal for most plants' root systems. Let's say you need to buy a lot of potting soil. Do you buy a lot of bags and pay a lot of money, or can you mix your own? Well, let's talk about that latter option. How do you prepare? How does Neil prepare potting soil in quantity? I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Most potting soil mixes, including what I mix up myself, will have Canadian sphagnum peat moss as a base. This is sold in bales, not by the pound, but by the cubic foot. It's basically weed-free. It's acidic, very acidic, better for most tropical plants. And sphagnum peat moss admits air and water freely while still retaining the moisture and nutrients our plants need. Probably half of any good potting soil, including any potting soil I mix, will consist of peat moss. You may want to include shredded pine bark mulch. I do. I use fine sizes only, nickel and dime size pieces. That will give the same basic benefits as the peat moss. The chief advantages are that pine bark mulch costs less than peat moss and it lasts longer. During that time, however, it's not quite as active as the peat moss in improving the mix, so you don't want more than about 20% of the mix to be made up of the bark. Then you have other organic matter sources that you might want to consider. For example, maybe you put 5% well-rotted, unrecognizable manure. Fully composted. Maybe you put 5% compost out of your compost pile. That's up to you. And those, I will tell you, I usually do not add. I'll add more of the sphagnum peat moss and maybe just a little bit more pine bark mulch. But manure and compost are options. Then we get to expanded shale. I like this product. It's comparatively new, the last 10 or 20 years. It is a rock-like material that's heated, it pops, and it is very porous. It's great in adding ballast, adding some weight to your potting soil, and it does a wonderful job of providing aeration. Perlite does the very same thing, and it's the white, lightweight material. Granular. It looks like little pieces of popcorn. You're familiar with it. The disadvantage of perlite is that it can float, and so if you don't like that happening, maybe you don't use much perlite. Traditionally, I'll have about 10% perlite, about 5% expanded shale. So those are the things that I'll put into a potting soil, and you'll notice there is no native Texas soil included in what I have just given to you. You use a potting soil like that in a proper container with a drainage hole in it, and you are going to be off to the races. This is a great time to pot up some plants. Get a good potting soil. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. After trailing by 10 in the first half, the Ags roared back at the Tigers, taking a 10-point lead, only to have Auburn cancel that 10-point lead and roll out to 7 more in the second half. Texas A&M men's basketball team fell to Auburn 66-59 in the second round of the SEC tournament in Nashville. Aggie assistant coach Mitch Cole doesn't really know what happened in the second half to the Aggies.
This one's hard to explain, really. I mean, we're all asking ourselves the same questions in the locker room, just what happened. And yeah, we thought we played great defense in the first half. Harrell got off a little bit, but we felt like we controlled everybody else. And then I think the first couple of minutes just snowballed into some shock. And our guys never really did pick themselves off the mat and respond to their run.
The Auburn Tigers advance to take on LSU today at 2:30. The Aggies return home and we'll wait to see whether they make the NIT
NCAA or any tournament at all. So let's see if Aggie baseball will fare any better against the Tigers. A&M opens up SEC play against Auburn with a 3-game home series. The Maroon and White interplay is the only unbeaten team in the country at 18-0. It's currently A&M's second longest unbeaten string to start a season, behind only the 26-0 start back in 1989. First game today, 6:35 tomorrow, 4:05 Sunday, 1:05. And all those games on the new home of A&M baseball, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The number 19 Texas A&M softball team heads to Starksville, Mississippi to take on Mississippi State and the Bulldogs this weekend. First pitch of the series at 5:35, and you can catch that one on 1620 AM. It looks like it's all but a done deal in free agency as All-Pro running back DeMarco Murray has agreed to a 5-year package with the Cowboys' division rival, Philadelphia. A person familiar with the contract says Murray's deal is valued at $42 million, with $21 million guaranteed. He turned down a 4-year deal worth $16 million for the Cowboys last fall. Murray helped the Cowboys win the NFC East title last season while rushing for a franchise record 1,845 yards. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo is sad to see Murray go.
Anytime you have a close friend that moves teams, it's never easy. Yeah, especially when he's going in the division.
In the NBA, the Utah Jazz beat the Houston Rockets 109-91. And the nail-biter, Cleveland Cavaliers all-star Kyrie Irving, left his superstar teammate LeBron James in awe. His spectacular play overwhelmed the San Antonio Spurs. Greg Popovich said the Spurs couldn't stop Irving.
Kyrie Irving was unstoppable. I don't know how to guard that. He did a hell of a job. We all know how talented he is, but he really went to a new level tonight. He had a hell of a night, and that talent just got us.
The guard collected a career-high and NBA season-high 57 points, and his fadeaway three sent the emotional game into OT, where the Cavaliers rallied for a 128-125 victory over the defending NBA champion Spurs. In NCAA tournament action, Monte Morris rose up and hit an 18-foot jumper at the buzzer to lift Iowa State to a 69-67 victory over Texas in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament last night. Morris finished with 24 points for the second-seeded Cyclones. The defending tournament champion Cyclones advanced to play Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, the winner of that semifinal, later tonight. In the NHL, Alex Goligoski, Cody Eakin, and Patrick Eves each had a goal and an assist to spark a Dallas Stars 5-3 win over the Carolina Hurricanes. Goalie Kari Lehtinen earned his 500th victory. It was also the Stars' third win in four tries on the road. Here's Stars head coach Lindy Ruff.
You know, we let one slip away in Tampa. You know, we had the lead, and we even in the third period had big chances to tie it up. And we let points slip away there. So that's the disappointing part. But, you know, we got one more game here tomorrow night. Go 4-1.
And we'll wrap it up in the PGA, where Brian Davis is the leader heading into the second round of the Valspar Championship in Florida, one shot ahead of Sean O'Hare and Rick Barnes. Davis closed out with a 6-under 65 with a chip in from 25 feet off the green. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.